Some people bike for fun or for the environment. For others, it's a money-saving, fitness-improving way of getting to work. However you get to work and however you feel about work, we want to know about it. Here at KALW, we have a team of producers who've been asking people in San Francisco and Oakland for their personal stories about getting jobs, being on the job, and leaving jobs. It's part of a new community storytelling project from KALW.
Here.
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 Okay, together. Okay.
Here, here.
A pop-up radio project.
Our Hear Hear producers recently met a young man in the Mission Bay district of San Francisco. He asked that his last name not be used, and this is his story.
And any discrepancies that the apartment complex has, we can also log those.
My name is Josh, and I live in San Francisco, California.
Help him out. That's pretty much all we do, actually. And then we check keys out.
Right now, we're at UCSF Mission Bay Housing in the mailroom of the housing office, which is located in the Mission Bay District, in between the ballpark and the dog patch district of San Francisco. My title here is tenant assistant. I let people into their apartment that have either lost their keys or have been locked out for some reason. This is by far the easiest job I've ever had in my life. If you can read or write or move a package, you've got this job down pat. Well, my resume right now would probably look like 4 years surveillance in the military, 4 years special operations forces, military, multiple combat deployments in two wars, and a surveillance mission down in South America, and Denny's. I have a scar on my bicep, on my right bicep up top, actually two, there's the small one. Special operations, it's very, very not like Mission Impossible. A lot of these missions that they do in Hollywood are, they're ridiculous is what they are. They're not good at Kung Fu. They can fight, but they're not good at Kung Fu. They're really good at killing, but not in the killing sense that, or not in the sense of killing that you would think, special forces guys can kill you with their pinky. It's not true. Basically, training for a triathlon is how I was told to train for this. They're looking for people that won't quit when it's really, really hard. They're looking for people that probably won't quit until they die. The first firefight I'd ever been in, I remember feeling rounds coming in, bullets coming in, that just was this dull, almost push feeling, but it was all bad. But when you come back from that and then you go to this unlocking doors, some upset tenant that they have to pay a $25 fee because you're unlocking their door because they forgot their keys in it. It's a huge transition. There's a term that we use a lot. A lot of guys on team or operators, the term salty. Some people call it PTSD. Just realize that I was pretty salty about it. It's really, really hard. A lot of people have a huge problem dealing with it, so much to the point where they end up leaving that life that they wanted and going back into it, going back into the military. So I'd say at first it was a hard transition, but it slowly gets better, and you become like the people that you used to complain about, which is kind of ironic.